subject. This subject has many principles that is applied to other things in our life. And I want to preach tonight on why I don't have a television. Amen. Why I don't have a television. I don't know who Franklin P. Jones was, but he said there's not a thing wrong with television that not watching it won't cure. That's a pretty good statement. But my first reason for not having a television is that television is a time waster. If you want to read with me in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16, in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5, these two verses say practically the same thing. And in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. So what we have here in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16, something that we can all apply to every part of our life, not just when we're talking about television, but every part of it. Paul said, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And then in Colossians 4 and 5, it says, walk in wisdom toward them which are without, redeeming the time. Redeeming in the Greek actually means to buy up, to rescue from loss. I want to ask you, don't you think that we need to do more important things with our time than watching television? Amen. I think if we're supposed to buy up our time and rescue it from loss, then probably one of the worst things we could do with our time is watch television. Of all the evils of television, this is probably the most mild of them all, but it's still something to consider not having a television for. You know, however mild it may be, it has the potential of paralyzing us in the work of God. Hubert Mueller, who died in 1967, so, you know, that's when all the Christian television was on. I say that jokingly because now all the Christian television show, these Christian television family shows, channels, they have stuff that people back then preached against on, and they call it the family channel now. This fella died in 1967, so I don't know who he was. Listen to what he says. Insofar as people make watching TV a habit and take its drama at all seriously, it's insinuated, chiefly hollow or false values, cheapens the quality of life, muddies rather than clarifies their own experience. Above all, it impoverishes life. It dulls the capacity of people for wonder and awe. He died in 67, so I don't know when he said that. But if he said it back then, we just better be sure that we take a look and understand, amen, that it's a lot worse now than it was back then. Amen. Paul told his readers that we must make sure that our time counts for the Lord. Now, I have to say, if you got time to watch TV, I fear that many souls will be lost because we're not buying up the time that God has given us and making it count for all eternity. It is true that we need our rest. It is true that we need recreation. It is true that we need something for our families. We need to make sure that whatever rest and recreation we do draws our family together, instead of driving our family apart. Because the simple fact of the matter is, television takes away the ability of the family to talk to each other. The truth of the matter is, people can't even talk about the weather anymore. You got to let the weather channel do it for you. Amen. Amen. We just about lost our ability to talk to each other. Talking about in general in America, because of television. Instead of family sitting down at dinner and talking, they allow that thing to do the talking. I'll just tell you, it really bugs me that all these restaurants are starting to get televisions. If there wasn't a thing wrong with them, it just bugs me to be sitting there trying to talk to somebody and be distracted by people having shootouts right there. I mean, if somebody started doing somersaults right now up here, started having a shootout up here, I guarantee you, y'all would be paying more attention to them than me right now. And it's just hard in all reality to be in, and I don't know why in the world that we've got. I don't have to have them, and I wish nobody had to have them. But now they're in restaurants and just about everywhere that you're going. Television is a time waster. That's why I don't have television. Television promotes the carnal mind. Philippians 4 and 8 gives us what we need to think about. Let's see. Let's just go down the list. Let's see if these folks that write the sitcoms and the movies for television and the DVDs some people rent and take home and put in their players. Let's just see if these people from Hollywood have this list to promote in people's minds. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Well, that just does it all in right there, doesn't it? Bunch of lies. Anyway, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, boy, that really does it in. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. I don't think they put that list up there when they're writing their little shows. In fact, I don't even think that the so-called family-oriented Super Bowl had that in mind either. Now, I tell you, when people as wicked as some of the folks on radio I was listening to was so upset about what went on the Super Bowl, I just guarantee you there wasn't nothing that I needed to watch on there in the first place. Amen. When that Budweiser and beer and all this other stuff is the main advertisement, and when that you have all type of wickedness going on, you know it's not family time they're looking at right there. Man's mind is carnal, and the cure is to renew his way of thinking. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. TV is not a part of renewing the mind, but is the promotion of the old way of thinking. And before you think that it's all right to be carnally minded, remember what Romans 8 and 6 says. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. TV does not promote revival. It does not promote prayer. It does not promote a spirit of revival. It's going to be the vehicle that ushers in the spirit of Antichrist. Amen. It's going to capture the attention of generations and lead them away from God. You mark it down. I know you might be saying, I braved the snow to come out and hear a message on television. Yes, you did. But I'm telling you, there are other things in this message, even if you don't have a television, you better think about. Amen. Because the fact of the matter is, we've got to renew our minds, friends. Third reason I do not have a television. Television breaks all the Ten Commandments. Every one of them. Graven images. God before. Hey, if it's not a God, why does all the furniture turn towards the television? Anywhere it is. I mean, everything is pointed towards the television in any room that you get into. If you're talking about stealing, adultery, any type, amen, of lying, any type of covetousness, what type of sin is not promoted on television? In the Old Testament, they were supposed to stone people that had broken the commandments. I want to ask you, how long would it take to stone a television? If you put the Ten Commandments up there beside of it and made up your mind that you was going to stone it the first time it broke one of them. Amen. Can I tell you that television is a criminal in many people's homes? It is a crime against God. It is a crime, amen, that has broken the commandments of the Lord, amen, and is worthy to be stoned, as far as I'm concerned. Television, the fourth reason I do not have television, it is a work of the flesh, or it promotes a work of the flesh. Let me put it this way. Let's read through the works of the flesh. Is this on television? I want to ask you. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these? Adultery. Is adultery on television? Works of the flesh are manifest, which are these? Fornication. Is that on television? Uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Anything like it. I want to ask you, is that on television or what? If that is what you see on television, if you watch it, I just want you to know I don't want to have anything to do with it because it's a work of the flesh. He says, as I've told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now let's look at the fruits of the Spirit. Is this on television? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. What does it promote? Amen. A work of the flesh or a walk in the Spirit? Amen. If it promotes a walk in the flesh and a work of the flesh, then I'll just tell you, I don't want to walk that way. The walk I want is in the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and all of these things. Now, I tell you, my friends, that's what we need to go after right there. Let's check it out. Let's look at it. Hey, man, which way does television lean? Which way is television firmly implanted? It's implanted in the flesh and not the Spirit. That's just what I'm going to also say about these movies, amen, and things people rent and bring home and watch on their DVDs and their VCRs. I just want you to understand something. Hollywood has no place in my home. Amen. Amen. Praise God, because I believe it's a leaning to the flesh and not the Spirit. I've got a computer and it actually has a DVD on it, but I've never used it for anything other than a computer program. Period. Amen. I had a preacher come into my home and say, you want to watch a holiness movie? I said, nope. I said, never have used my DVD for anything but computer programs. Period. Amen. Well, God bless your heart, but that's the way I feel about it. Amen. Television, number five, television allows for people to enjoy someone else's sins. Romans 1 and 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. It just goes and lists a bunch of things. And then verse 32, it says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. I'll just tell you, my friend, television allows for people to have pleasure in somebody else doing things they fantasize about. If they wouldn't do it, they don't believe they could get away with it, but they can watch television and fantasize and play a role in that same act as that person is doing. They participate in somebody else's sins, I'm telling you. That's what television does. Television is an invention, David Frost said. Television is an invention that permits you to be entertained in your living room by people you wouldn't have in your home. Now, David Frost, just a worldly person, practically everybody I'm quoting from is not a holiness preacher. They're either worldly people or somebody that, amen, you wouldn't just consider radical like me or something, you know. Number six, Television deadens the conscience. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Now, what was searing their conscience? The lies, the doctrines of devils, the seducing spirits. All of these things had deadened their conscience. And I just want to tell you that doctrines of devils are being promoted on television. Lies and hypocrisies are being promoted on television. Senator Robert Byrd is not a necktie holiness preacher. He's not a necktie holiness preacher. He's not a holiness nothing. He's a liberal Democrat in the Senate. And in 1990, he wrote, "Television is probably the most powerful and effective means of influencing and swaying public opinion ever discovered and developed by the mind of man. Through the power of television, millions upon millions of people are persuaded to buy this automobile or that automobile, this or that deodorant, this or that political candidate. Are we so naive then as to assume that millions of viewers are not being swayed by this constant diet of foul language, debased behavior, outrageous violence, and sexual promiscuity? With each dose of vulgarity, profanity, pornography, promiscuity, assault, murder, and other violence, we become less and less uncomfortable with those crimes and vices until at last our conscience loses the ability to object to them in others and even in our own behaviors." After he listed the vices that youth are involved in, from profanity to murder, he continues, "In each case, those young people have been programmed, literally and figuratively, by a constant feeding since babyhood on such possibilities. And if the glamorous, sophisticated, polished actors and stars who have been regular visitors in their homes over the years can indulge in these vices with no negative results and no objections from society, then those vices must be acceptable and even desirable practices, right?" Wrong! Amen. This is what he was writing to the President of the United States in 1990. "Mr. President, I'm raising the alarm of disgust with this continued outpouring of trash and junk and vileness from the television industry." Well, there's a liberal senator arising alarm of disgust against television. And we've got people that get disgusted if you preach against television. Hey man, I just want you to understand that television is worse today than in 1990. And I didn't think it could get worse, but it has gotten worse, because I listen to the radio and they'll say, "Well, they've let down the standard again on television, and they're allowing this word to be used, this cuss word, this thing is being done." And now, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm sure most of y'all know what line was crossed on Super Bowl Sunday when people dismissed church services and got a big screen TV in their church. I'm telling you, you talk about apostasy. You talk about people so backslid and lost, they don't know how holy God is and don't have a clue what heaven's like. Amen. You say, "Brother Lord, there may be somebody saved." There might be just somebody that just got saved, don't know any better. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the majority of people that's going to these churches are absolutely apostate. They're going to hell and they don't have any idea they're going to hell. Their conscience is seared with a hot iron. They believe in doctrines of devils and they're lost. Amen. Oh God, have mercy on us. That doesn't please me to say that, but I'm just telling you, we have got wicked churches in America. Wicked churches. See, no wrong with television whatsoever. Well, I've got a tract by James Dobson that was written, I don't know, it may have even been written 15, 20 years ago. I'm not sure. But he said the average 16-year-old has watched 18,000 murders. Now, that's a long time ago. I guarantee you it's a lot higher now. He said this is what he said. Now, what does this do to a child psychologically and emotionally? It brings about a can somebody say that word for me? Yeah. Desensitization to human suffering in much the same way that it occurs in any other area of life. If some sights bother you, but you see them over and over again, you gradually get to the point that they don't have impact they did originally. So in effect, what are we doing with television violence is desensitizing our children to human suffering, to screams of anguish, to blood and gore. They can watch a man shoot somebody and remain passive as the projectile goes through his body. It no longer hurts. We actually yawn while watching it. Later study that Dobson cited in his book, Bringing Up Boys, says that the average child is subject, now listen to this, to 14,000 sexual references on TV a year. A year, 14,000. And is exposed to $2 billion worth of alcohol ads. Of course, that don't affect them one bit, does it? No. I'll tell you, it deadens their conscience. And conscience is a very important thing. I want to tell you parents something. You'd better do everything you can to protect your child's conscience. And I want to tell all us grown-ups something. We better do everything we can to make sure our conscience works too. Number 7, I do not have a television because television destroys major institutions. You say, boy, that's a really radical thing. Well, Malcolm Muggeridge, which, you know, again, I'm not quoting from somebody. It's a radical like me. But it says, of all the inventions of our time, TV is likely to prove the most destructive. Whereas nuclear power can only reduce us in our world to a cinder, the camera grinds us down to spiritual dust so fine that a puff of wind scatters it, leaving nothing behind. Walter Lippmann wrote before he died that a saturation of this kind of sensualization can actually destroy a people and a culture. Dobson says, I agree with him completely. Let me say it in so many words. Television has the power to destroy us as a nation. I fear it may already have damaged us, perhaps beyond repair. Do you know there's homosexuals getting married today in San Francisco? Y'all know that? I remember when we had a television, there was a sitcom called Barney Miller. I remember they arrested a homosexual. It was a funny show, supposed to be. And I was watching it really before I knew what a homosexual was, I believe. And I remember, you know, the funny part was that all these macho detectives and so on didn't want to be around this homosexual and stuff. This is back in the 70s. And so that was the funny part. But at the end, Barney Miller kind of made a speech, you know, that this fella here is no more than a black man. Well, I'll just tell you, I think black people ought to be offended by that. Because they wasn't born that way. And if that was on them of a child, I just want to tell you something. There's a cure for it. You must be born again. Amen. I just want you to understand this. They was not born the way that a black man's born a black man, or an Indian's born an Indian, or a white person's born a white person, or any other race of people is born. I'm telling you, they eventually made a choice to be that way. And the fact of the matter is, amen, that what's happening today, what's shocking you today, was implemented little by little over people watching television down through the years. Here we have Barney Miller, a little comedy show, just kind of inching it in on you. Little funny show, how that these macho men didn't want to be around a homosexual, and at the end makes a little speech about how we need to treat him the same as we would anybody else. Well, now, you know, I don't want to mistreat anybody. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not going to compromise on what the Bible says about homosexuality. And sodomy is a sin. No one is going to practice sodomy and go to heaven at the same time. Nobody. Amen. And they are not just wanting to be married. What they're trying to do is to get in and be accepted in society just like everybody else. And I've heard them say, we want access to the justice of the peace. We want the same access to churches that anybody else has. I just want to tell you, if we don't pray through, and if some people don't get to voting morally instead of just whoever they was raised to vote for, we're going to be in trouble. I'm telling you, we're going to be in trouble. America has had some horrible things happen in the last couple of years towards morals and homosexuality. I'll just tell you. I believe that television has influenced America to accept sins that at one time it would have been impossible to get them to accept. It would have been absolutely impossible. I want to ask you, 30 years ago, would San Francisco have had a bunch of homosexual marriages on February 14th? This 30 years ago when I was watching Barney Miller. 30 years ago, would Massachusetts Supreme Court said, 30 years ago, would the Supreme Court of the United States have overturned a sodomy law in Texas? I'll tell you what, television, I think, in my estimation, television, not only, I'm just picking one sin, homosexuality. Who knows what other sins have been opened up in people's minds through television? I believe churches, major denominations that started out in powerful revival, have been absolutely destroyed because of the allowance of television. I have never seen a church that allowed for television, that started watching movies, that retained a spiritual revival. I hadn't seen it. Amen. I just want you to know many of the powerful ministries that was having miracles in the 50s went down the drain when they went on the television in the 60s. And you know it's true. Amen. I'm telling you, Oral Roberts was a powerful man at one time. There's people that knew him. People that had his mom and dad come preach for him. Now, I know some people who's living in Tulsa when he made his big change. And they said that when he made his big change, it was so sudden and amazing that the women that was working for Oral Roberts went in to cash their checks at the bank, and the teller refused to cash the check because they said, listen, we know Oral Roberts. We know he doesn't hire anybody that wears makeup and looks like you. And they turned them down from cashing their checks. Can I tell you, I want to win souls. I want this church to grow. I have a vision to reach more people this year than we ever have since I've been here, at least. I have a vision. I believe we can do it without compromising. The devil has convinced a lot of people that you've got to compromise to get more people in. But I don't believe that. I believe, my friend, if we're going to have revival, we're going to have to separate ourselves, amen, from the carnal things of this world and dedicate ourselves to winning souls and having revival. I want to have revival. Amen. I believe nations have been destroyed. I believe churches have been destroyed. I believe revivals have been snuffed out by television. I believe families have been torn apart by television. Dobson says, it is my conviction that the decay of traditional sexual morality is largely the result of avant-garde television program and the movie industry. It is also my opinion that this kind of trend in programming is not accidental. You hear me? You hear him? He said, it's not accidental. It is an intentional attempt to change the nation's mores and behavior while earning a handsome profit in the process. I'll just tell you, my friends, it's because of that I don't have a television. I think it destroys nations. I think it destroys churches. I think it destroys family. And I don't want that destructive thing in my house. Amen. Television is a thief of good things. Oh, the prayers that have been stolen because people wanted to watch television. I remember I got saved and my favorite sports team was the Dallas Cowboys. And it was that Super Bowl between them and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Me and J.R. Alexander's talked about this. I just got saved. And my pastor had a television. You know, it's really hard for a young person to get real good and convicted about television when their pastor's got one. So we still had one. And I was wanting to watch the Super Bowl. But I got the feeling like praying. I mean, God was moving on me to pray. He was convicting me of really watching that and not praying, just to be honest. And J.R. Alexander, the same year after he watched, his favorite team was the Pittsburgh Steelers. He watched Pittsburgh won, by the way, and Pittsburgh. He said, I just watched the Pittsburgh Steelers trounce the Dallas Cowboys. He said, I was happy and all of a sudden I got under conviction, got saved. And I said, you know, I was watching that same game and I was under conviction. I felt like I needed to pray and I'd go in there and just pray a little bit and go back and watch a little bit. And I thought God was judging me because I wasn't praying because my team lost. It's how dumb I was, you know. Amen. And I just want to tell you, television steals prayer. Amen. There's not going to be a television watching church and a praying church at the same time. Not going to be a Bible reading, amen, Bible studying church and a television watching church at the same time. Amen. How many churches do not have church really on Wednesday nights and other nights? And they can't have revival because people had missed their favorite TV shows. I was visiting with a famous Baptist preacher one time, Angel Martinez. One time had thousands of people come out and hear him preach. He said, you know, us Baptists, we used to have 2-week revivals when I was a kid. He's an old man. He said, but you know, Little League and television and just things like that. And he said, we kind of cut it down to a 1-week revival and then just still more and more people getting attached to television and things like that. We cut it down to a Wednesday through Sunday and then we started having Friday through Sundays, and then we started having Sunday revivals. And that's it. I said, brother, do you know we still have 2-week revivals? And when I told him about a 6-week revival I had, this was back in as an evangelist, he was amazed. He gave me 5 of the books that he had written, signed them, just gave them to me. I just want you to understand something. television has ruined the American church. It's destroyed church faithfulness, church revival, family time. And I believe that television tends towards evil and carnality. It promotes a love of the world and is destructive to good and holy activities in our life. Television has not brought revival but ruin, and therefore the spirit and direction of it is not toward God but the world. Because of this, it must be avoided and never become a part of a godly person's home. I tell you why I don't have television. I told you I was raised on it. My pastor had a television. One pastor I had, they used to tease me. We had Saturday night services, by the way, church I was raised in. And one pastor I had, they teased him about getting his Sunday morning message watching television, because he'd watch television Saturday night till he'd fall asleep on the couch. And so, when I went to export, I was forcibly removed from television because they wouldn't allow it. And I'll just be honest, brothers and sisters, I've got patience with worldly people because I was worldly myself. I remember going to the mall and standing there watching The Wizard of Oz, and all of a sudden, one of my teachers came down the mall. Me and another guy took off running. We scared to death. We was going to get kicked out of school right there at the first. But the more I got away from television, I went home on Thanksgiving break, and I watched it. I did. And do you know it was different? I thought it was different. I thought it had become more wicked. But really, it wasn't because it had become more wicked. It's just I'd gotten away from it long enough to see how wicked it really was. And after I understood how wicked it really was and got a conviction in my own heart against it, and they preached against it at export and taught against it at Holiness Convention, and I got a conviction about it, and here was my senior year, and my family had still not gotten rid of their television as much as I wanted them to. And so I started praying that God would strike the television with lightning. I said, God, would you strike our television at home with lightning? My mom and brother came up to export, picked me up at graduation. We went out to eat, and they were sitting there, and they said, well, now, Lord, we know you've been wanting us to get rid of this television. Lightning struck it the other day. And we just bought a nice stereo and put there in its place. And we knew you'd be happy. We want to tell you about that. But I don't have television. Because God took the television out of my mom's home. I just want you to know, I don't feel like my children are deprived. I feel sorry for all these kids. I was riding on this plane, and they had a movie, and there was kids. I'm telling you, little bitty kids on this plane. And I just could not believe. I mean, it's the screens up there. I didn't get the earphones. I was trying to read my Bible. I was trying to go to sleep, but there it was. I'd see, and here's a guy killing. I mean, I just looked up and saw three people get killed. I mean, not really, but in this movie, three people got killed. And I'm talking about in the most graphic way you could think of. And there's little bitty kids right there. I feel sorry for the youth of America that's subject to that all the time. I think They ought to have family devotions and time where they're telling each other how much they love each other and good things going on rather than this type of stuff. And I'd say practically everybody here agrees with me. But at the same time, I need to preach this. Let's all stand. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your truth. I thank you for the Word of God, for these principles, Lord, that I've laid down that do not just apply to television, but other things in our life. God, move in our hearts and souls. I pray for your Spirit to move in our church and send revival. We want to win souls. We want to be spiritually powerful. We don't want to be so distracted that we can't have revival, Lord. Move upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm just going to say just a little bit about the internet and other things. You know, I'm not against the internet as a tool, as something that you use to. But I fear when it crosses over into entertainment. I don't have the internet. You know, I do have an email address, but it's not internet connected. And I'm not against the internet used for a tool, or if you got to use it for education or something along that line. And but I tell you, when you cross over into entertainment, when you've got enough time on your hands and you're bored, boy, I'm telling you, internet is so dangerous. Everything I just said about television right there applies to the internet. Do you all understand what I'm telling you? If it leans to the flesh, if it leans to the flesh, you better stay away from it. If there's anything in breaking the Ten Commandments, I'm going to tell you, I'm not against games on computer as long as they're not sinful games. Now, there are some gory games. There are, I'm telling you, violent, violent games where people are killing each other. And it's not just, you know, you shoot them, they disappear or something like that. You shoot them and blood splatters everywhere. I'm telling you, it is a horrible thing. Everything that I said tonight about television applies on video games, on internet, or anything like that. Y'all understand what I'm telling you? Anything like that. And, well, any magazines or anything that I have not mentioned. I've just taken television. But you can apply this. Does what you're doing renew your mind or bring your mind to carnality? Does what you're doing waste your time, or is it redeeming the time? What, you know, we've got to make some decisions here. And I want to walk in the Spirit, don't you? Amen. Let's come around the altar tonight, pray and seek the Lord. Let's have revival. wasting time sometimes. I'm not against recreation when I say redeeming the time, because I think that can be a refreshing thing where you refresh your mind, your emotions, where you could actually work better for God. But I'm against just absolutely spending your time for recreation. Amen. There's a difference. I hope you understand that. I don't know if I made that as plain as I need to, but it is. There is a difference. There's a lot of good things. We need to understand if we can live our life now in a light of eternity, we'd do a whole lot of things different, I think. Praise God. Well, let's all stand and thank God. Brother Tim. All right. Okay, the nursing home service tomorrow is going to be canceled. Okay, is there any other request maybe you didn't get to mention? What did you say? All right. Sister. All right. Anyone else?